USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Defund the police policies throughout the United States continue to have negative effects on law enforcement in this nation. An off-duty rookie NYPD cop was shot and hospitalized when two suspects tried to steal his car as he was driving to work in Queens last night. The two suspects were arrested. And yesterday, in Bridgewater, Virginia, two campus police officers were murdered at a school of 1,500 students. David Bushman is the president of Bridgewater College.
They were very well known to students. They were always seen together. Their relationship was very close as well, and so it's meaningful. So we feel this very deeply.
27-year-old Alexander Wyatt Campbell was arrested nearby the Liberal Arts College. Although Russia and the United States have been sending letters back and forth over tensions on the Ukraine border, no details are being released. Russian President Vladimir Putin did say Tuesday the Kremlin's main complaints, quote, had been ignored, end quote. USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Illegal immigrants continue to flood into the United States.
Border Patrol agents are voicing their frustrations with Homeland Security officials as the Biden administration works to address the root causes of illegal immigration. This as over 178,000 illegal immigrants were encountered at the border in December 2021. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford was at the border recently. He joins Fox News to weigh in, saying the Border Patrol is being forced to take on different responsibilities than they're used to.
Anyone in law enforcement, they get into law enforcement to be able to enforce the laws of the country, to be able to serve their neighbors and their families and other families. These individuals want to be able to serve their nation, but they're being treated by this administration as their hotel check-in staff rather than law enforcement. They're not able to actually enforce the law. They're just checking people through to be able to come in the country. That's not what they signed up for.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As many Americans believe we should have boycotted the Winter Olympics in China based on their human rights records and slavery against the Uyghurs in China, Republican Senator from Tennessee Marsha Blackburn on Newsmax says the Chinese Communist Party is only interested in corporate sponsorships and worldwide attention from the reward of hosting an Olympics.
We know that the Chinese Communist Party is not that interested in Biden's response to a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics. All they're wanting are the TV cameras and the corporate sponsorships to be there so that they can showcase Beijing. We know that there are some people, it is reported, that have been put under arrest and they're not going to be able to protest. There has been a censorship purification project of the Internet. All stories are going to have to be approved by the Chinese Communist Party. This is every bit part of their propaganda. We're fully aware of that. And, you know, Rob, you've heard me say time and again over the past year, we should have had the USA Freedom Games so that our athletes would not have been deprived of the opportunity to compete.
It should be noted the Tokyo Olympics were postponed for a year because of the pandemic, and with the same surge going on in China right now, the Chinese somehow avoided a postponement. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.